What is up, everybody? My name is Alex Carlson. Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, we're exploring another fascinating topic that's at the heart of all of our modern marketing strategies, and that's content creation, but primarily the blend of artificial intelligence and human insight in that content curation. So let's go ahead and get started. In today's digital age, we're obviously being inundated with information, and for marketers sifting through all that digital content to find relevant and engaging copy is basically an impossible task. Enter AI, obviously a tool that's transforming the entire landscape of marketing, but particularly content curation. And by analyzing patterns and trends on scales way beyond our capabilities, it's obviously well more suit or certainly well more suited to curate content than we are. But despite AI's prowess, there's a crucial element that it lacks, and that's human touch, and embodying with human characteristics and character. AI can crunch the data, but it can't understand the nuances of human emotion or the subtleties of a brand voice, for that matter. And that's where the magic of human and AI collaboration comes into play. You have to be a team with the AI to basically bring out the content that's going to be relevant to your users. And again, prevent yourself from basically plagiarizing all the content that this AI is pulling off the internet. Try and imbue it enough with enough of your, excuse me, your thought leadership and your expertise in the area that you're curating your content. So you have to consider two scenarios, basically a marketing campaign that uses AI to analyze consumer behavior and identify the trending topics. And then a human editor actually steps in and refining that data and ensuring that it aligns with the brand value instead of just pumping out the content, hoping that the AI is directing it towards the right result. If you combine that AI base and foundation with the human intent and the human direction, that campaign is going to be both relevant and true. Relevant to the user, but also true to the brand's essence, which is important, obviously, in a marketing scenario. Contrast this with a scenario where AI is going solo and just focusing on popular keywords and pumping out content with no context. The initial attraction might be there, but without that human touch and that human intervention, this content is going to risk being impersonal, off-brand, and it's potentially going to damage your brand and damage your SEO and your site's authority. The stats speak volumes here. The Content Marketing Institute found that 79% of technology experts, or excuse me, technology marketing experts are using AI in their content strategy already, mainly for ideation and drafting. Gartner predicts that by 2026, 60% of the web design efforts are going to be automated by AI. And this is a shift that underscores AI's growing role and the indispensable value of human oversight that human oversight is going to have. In this new AI content creating world, leading brands are already harnessing AI for content curation. Probably comes as no surprise, but Netflix has used AI for a long time to suggest viewing options that enrich what we're seeing on our feed with human curated descriptions. The New York Times employs AI to filter through their articles, relying on human editors to really ensure the quality and accuracy. Now, they're probably going to be and are already throwing up lawsuits to these AI tools like OpenAI or Gemini, organizations like the New York Times, who are feeding the AI intelligence through a large language model with all of their publishing from the past decades, are really up in arms about it. So even though they're really using AI in a lot of their publication, they're also at a battle, which is kind of makes for an interesting landscape between the two fighting powers. The key to actually harnessing AI effectively is going to lie in that human expertise. And I can't emphasize that enough. Experts are going to add context. They're going to add the creativity and the critical thinking that's still going to be important when we're publishing content. They're going to take that AI output and turn it into compelling and resonant content. It's going to be this synergy between AI and human insight that really allows us to harness the AI power in our content creation. So I think that's about it for this episode. As we wrap it up, it's pretty clear that AI-powered content curation is opening new frontiers for digital marketing. We no longer need giant teams of writers or content creators to pump out articles each day. It's going to be, again, combining the AI's analytical capabilities with our own human insight and expertise that is going to enable brands to curate content that's truly going to engage and captivate their audience. And this partnership between man and machine, so to speak, is really the best approach to navigate the complexities of the digital landscape, ensuring that your brand is going to survive, not only survive, but also thrive. So thank you again for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show at all, or you found it useful in any way, if you could do me a favor and subscribe or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed or follow on Spotify, a review on top of that would be hugely appreciated and would really help the show grow. So until next time, thanks again for joining me. Remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.